Welcome to this demonstration of an exciting new update to a Mac application. And of course, I'm talking about the Twitter client for Mac OS X that just got updated today. And the date today is the 31st of December 2015. So I thought I would just show you what the new Twitter accessible client is like now, since it's been updated. So first of all, let me just say that I've got my Mac turned on, VoiceOver's running. And as usual, let me start from a known place on my Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift VOD, and of course the VO keys being the Control and Option keys held down together. And I'll do that now, Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my Applications folder with Shift Command A.
Applications, Applications, Window, List View, Table.
And I'm going to jump down quickly to my Twitter application by just starting to type in Twitter, T-W-I-T-T.
Twitter.app application.
Command O to open it.
Open, Twitter, Window, Home, Table, 20 rows added. Twitter, 74 new tweets.
So I jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
Now, for that, I just did Shift Function, VO or Control Option, left arrow. Because remember, holding in the function key turns the left arrow into the home key. Now, interestingly, you don't need to worry about that toolbar, because if I interact with it with the Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow command.
Interact with toolbar, content is empty.
Okay, so content is empty. There's nothing in the toolbar. So don't worry about the toolbar, because there's basically nothing in it.
Stop in.
What I think the developer has done, if I now do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Home.
It's home. That's the home timeline screen we're currently in. If I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow again.
Scroll area.
This scroll area, to me, is actually what the toolbar is. So if I interact with the scroll area with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. Seven items, David Woodbridge's account button.
Okay, so that's my account. If I go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Home button.
Got a home button.
Notifications button.
Notifications button or mentions.
Messages button.
Messages or direct messages.
User profile button.
User profile, which also contains your favorited list as well.
List button.
Lists.
Search button.
And a search button. Uninteract out of that with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Home table. Tech radar at tech radar.
Okay, that's the home table. And I'll keep going to the right.
Compose new tweet button.
Compose new tweet. So if I come back to the table, so I'm just going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Home table. Tech radar.
Now, the nice thing about this table is that you don't need to interact with it. So I'm going to jump to the top of my timeline by doing Command Up Arrow.
Scroll to top. Mashable at Mashable, 2 seconds ago. Severe turbulence injures up to 20 on Air Canada flight. Forces early landing. on.mash.to/1mjane will be.
Okay, so because Twitter is talking to me as it's scrolling the timeline, I'm actually going to mute VoiceOver for the moment.
VoiceOver muted.
So I just did a three-finger double tap on my trackpad on my MacBook Air here. So basically what you've got is the full username, the Twitter handle, the time the tweet was sent, the tweet itself, and then a hyperlink if there's more information concerning that particular tweet. Let me just unmute VoiceOver. Three-finger double tap on my trackpad.
VoiceOver unmuted.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the top again. Command up arrow.
9 News Australia at 9 News US, 2 seconds ago. Man arrested after reports of a disturbance at Truvale.
Okay, and I can just down arrow through my timeline. Do that now.
Chicago Sun-Times at Sun-Times, 1-4 seconds ago. Pacers honor, Hoosiers with Hickory uniforms against hashtag Bulls.
So, of course, I can just press the control key to keep VoiceOver quiet.
Two rows added.
And as you heard, it's just updated and again. So I'm going to keep pressing down arrow.
One row added. Joshua Topolsky retweeted. Leon at Leon, 2-1 hours ago. Imore retweeted. Rene Ritchie at Rene Ritchie, 7 hours ago. Some thoughts on Apple's biggest missteps of 2015 and avoiding them in 2016. Imore.com/Apple's5by.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Now, I'm just going to show you two things here. If I just press right arrow.
View tweet details. 3 rows added.
I can view the tweet details. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Imore retweeted. Rene Ritchie at Rene Ritchie. Some thoughts on Apple's biggest misstep.
So that's the retweet of the original tweet.
Guy Pearson at to Pearson.
That's
6 hours ago. At Rene Ritchie product fumbles. Not Apple as a whole. Kind of a cheap shot. Love the blog though.
Down arrow again.
Boss whip at base whip. 6 hours ago.
Okay, and so on. Now, if I want to get access to the link that's in that tweet. Press escape key.
Home table. I more retweeted. Rene Ritchie at Rene Ritchie 7 hours ago.
Okay, I'm back to the tweet on the table. Now, if I don't want to examine the details, I just want to get access to the link that's in the tweet. If I just press option right arrow.
Menu.
Brings up a menu. And think about this as like a shortcut menu. If I press down arrow.
View one row added. Twitter. Mashable. Disturbing nuke. iMore.com/apples view tweet details.
View tweet details.
iMore.com/apples 5x ellipsis. I.
Okay, and there's the hyperlink. And if I press enter on it.
Home table. iMore retweeted. Rene Ritchie.
Okay, what it's done, it's brought up Safari. So if I jump over to my Safari window.
Safari. Apple's 5 biggest fumbles of 2015 vertical line iMore window. Apples.
And there's the actual blog post about this particular tweet. Let me just command tab back to Twitter.
Twitter.
Now, just in case you were wondering, I just jumped into Safari then. I've got quite a few keyboard commander keys associated with apps. So I just pressed right option S, which is a default for Safari with keyboard commander, of course, which you can turn on with Shift VO K or Shift Control Option K. Let's see where I am in the timeline. I'm just going to do VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Home table is in the voiceover cursor. I more retweeted. Rene Ritchie at Rene Ritchie 7 hours ago. Some thoughts on Apple's biggest missteps of 2015 and avoiding them in 2016. iMore.com/apples 5x1 row added.
Okay, so if I press down arrow.
Andy Inotko at Inotko, 5 minutes ago. My MacBook Pro is transcoding the 3HR HD video. 1 row added.
Now, this is an interesting thing. If I want to reply to a tweet, so let me just down arrow.
Mashable at Mashable. Digital Trends at Digital Trends, 6 minutes ago. George Lucas likens the sale of hashtag Star Wars rights to selling his kids to white slavers bit.l.
Oh dear.
Mashable at Mashable, 6 minutes ago. Severe turbulence injures up to 201.
Okay, so let's say I want to reply to that. Now, I can do this a few ways. I can use a shortcut key, of course, which is Command R. So I do that now.
Reply window.
Okay, it brings up the reply.
Edit text insertion at end of text at Mashable.
And I can start typing because the insertion point is at the end of the edit field. And if I want to send the tweet, I can just do Command key plus enter. Or if I VR right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Add location button.
Can add location.
Add media button.
Add media.
130 characters remaining.
130 characters remaining because I haven't typed anything yet.
Post tweet. Default button. Command. Return symbol.
Okay. Post tweet, which is the default button. And I can do Command enter as the shortcut key. And of course, if I want to close, Command W.
Close. Twitter. Spline. Enough. Twitter. Ready. One row added. Mashable at Mashable. 7 minutes ago. Severe turbulence.
Okay, and I'm back to that tweet. Now I can also press tab here, so let me just show what happens if I press tab.
Reply button.
So I can reply.
Retweet button.
I can retweet it.
Favored button.
Favored it.
Reply button.
And back to reply button. I press shift tab.
Favored button. Retweet. Reply
I
button.
I am going to get stuck. So basically what we're actually in is like an almost like an overlay window. So if I actually go to the top of this window with shift function via left arrow.
Mashable's avatar image.
Okay, as you can see, I'm actually in that window for the Mashable tweet.
Mashable at Mashable. Right arrow. 9 minutes ago.
Okay, 9 minutes ago.
Severe turbulence injures up to
turbulence.
Two reply button.
And then I've got the reply.
Retweet. Favored button.
Favored. Okay, so the way to get out of this window is not to press tab and shift tab, but uninteract. So if I do shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with Mashable at Mashable.
And now if I press up arrow.
Andy Inotko at Inotko.
Okay, on the tweet before, down arrow.
Mashable at Mashable, 9 minutes ago. Severe turbulence injures
okay,
up to...
Okay, and did it again.
Digital Trends at Digital Trends, 9 minutes ago. George Lucas like...
Okay, so just be aware of that. If you do press tab and shift tab to go to that, to go to the reply button, etc., you're going to actually get automatically go into that almost like an overlay window as far as voiceover is concerned. So you'll need to uninteract to come back to the timeline table, in this case for the home timeline. So let me go to the top of the window again.
Scroll to top. Apple stream at Apple stream, 2 seconds ago. 2016 is coming. Let Apple Music DJ your New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Let me just mute voiceover again.
Voiceover muted.
3-finger double tap on the trackpad. Now, besides doing Command R to reply or accessing that overlay window, and I won't do Command N for a new tweet yet because that's going to be pretty obvious, you can also do other shortcut keys by themselves on the timeline. So let me go to the menu bar. It's going to unmute VoiceOver.
VoiceOver unmuted.
And go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
Of course, V-O-M or Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
And over to the right, V-O right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Twitter, file, edit, tweet.
Okay, here's the tweet menu. Pull it down, V-O down, Control Option down.
Tweet, menu, send, dim command, return.
Okay, so I've got send, command, enter, which we have already learnt.
Reply command, R.
Reply command, R.
Like, L.
So you can do L for like on the timeline.
Retweet ellipsis, T.
Retweet, T.
Quote tweet ellipsis, option, T.
We can quote the tweet, which is option T.
User details, command, shift, U.
User details, command, shift, U.
Direct message, command, D.
Direct message, command, D.
Delete tweet ellipsis, dim command, delete.
Delete tweet, command, D, etc. Okay, so I'll let you actually explore the rest of those menus and press escape for the moment.
Apple Stream at Apple Stream.
So you can switch between your different views, such as your home, notifications, etc., by a number of ways. The quick way to do it, of course, is if I press Command 2.
Notifications. Kafsa, smiling face, retweeted a tweet. You retweeted tech innovations that could hit the mainstream in 2.0.
Okay, that was one of my people that retweeted one of my tweets. So that's notifications or mentions. If I press Command 3.
Messages, Michael.
That's my direct messages. If I press Command 4.
Profile, David Woodbridge's avatar image.
That's my profile. And I say that also contains your favorited items, which I quite use a lot for my Talking Tech radio program. Command 5.
Lists, 3 rows added.
Is your lists. Command 6.
Search, search list table.
Is search. Falling back to my home timeline, Command 1.
Home. Twitter busy.
Okay, now Twitter, sometime this Washington happens, Post. You can hear it say busy, and I've noticed that a few times
Twitter,
that it will
ready.
Do a little bit busy.
Twitter busy.
Of course, with VoiceOver and the application. Now, if I press Command up arrow, I can go back to the top of the timeline
Twitter.
Again.
Scroll to top. 5x5 at 5x5, 3 seconds ago. Just posted. Pro Mac.
Okay, now the other way you can switch between timelines, which is what I tend to do sometimes, get my hands more on the keyboard. If I do Command right bracket.
Next section, Kafsa, smiling face.
Now, it's not going to say notifications. I know it's my notifications because I'm pretty used to what things have been mentioned on my timeline. And the fact that it's the next one to the right, of course, is the notifications. If I do Command right bracket again.
Next section, Michael.
That's my direct messages, Command right arrow again.
Next section, 3 rows added.
If I do VR left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Subscribed, selected, member, scroll area, add new list, lists.
Okay, I can just go back to that text, which is, remember, just to the right of the toolbar, and that tells me what the actual item is. And I could have jumped to the top of the window and went to the right, of course, as well. If I do Command right bracket again.
Next section, David Woodbridge's avatar.
That's my profile. Command right bracket again.
Next section, search list table.
That's search. Command right bracket again.
Next section, Gizmodo at Gizmodo.
And I'm back to my home timeline. So I jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
Hit the toolbar. VR right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Home.
There's the home. And of course, I can go backwards. Command left bracket.
Previous section. Search list table.
Search.
David Woodbridge's
profile.
Avatar. Previous section.
That's lists, even though I didn't say it. Let me jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar. Lists.
Okay, there's lists. Command left bracket again.
Previous section. Michael 2 seconds.
Direct messages.
Kafsa. Smiling face. Retweeted
tweet.
Previous section. 1 row added. Twitter, ready.
And of course, that was my home timeline. If I do Command up arrow.
Scroll to top. BBC Technology at BBC Tech, 3 seconds ago. Video, condoms, Kylie Jenner and Don T. Judd.
Okay, so let me reply to one of my mentions. I'm going to do Command right bracket.
Next section, Kafsa, smiling face, retweeted a tweet.
Let me make sure I'm at the top of the timeline for this one. So Command up arrow.
Scroll to top.
And down arrow.
Justin Mann at W, Steve Lopez and 2 other. Michael Hansen at MH. Michael Hansen. Justin Mann at
down to
19
to
rows added. Holly Anderson at DHS Holly, 1 hour ago. At Woodbridge at Line, thanks. I see it now.
Okay, so let me reply to this person. So let me reply to Holly. And it's going to do Command R to reply to her in this case.
Reply, reply, window, edit text insertion at end of text.
And it's going to type in your welcome
space.
Finishing
space
off
space.
A podcast on the Mac with a
client.
Okay, and to send it, I can just press Command and Enter.
Window, notification table. Holly Anderson, that's DHS Holly, 1 hour ago.
And I just wish here it would actually make a tweet sound. I know it's been sent, but it's come back to the previous window, which is fine. So if I want to double check, I'm just going to do command left bracket.
Previous section. Twitter busy.
And home there's our table. Twitter busy again. So command up arrow to go to the top of the top. Timeline. Come down.
Tech stories at technology. David Woodbridge at Woodbridge, 1 row added. David Woodbridge at Woodbridge, 2.9 seconds ago. At Soli at Skline, you're welcome. Just finishing off a podcast on the Mac Twitter client. Twitter, the fake CNN. Jared.
Okay. Of course, that was the timeline starting to talk again. So
one
if
row added.
Let me just mute it again.
Voice over muted.
Otherwise, it's going to keep talking at us. Let me just show you where you can access your profile. And in my case, check your favorited items or your liked items. Unmute myself. So three fingers twice.
Voice over unmuted.
And command four.
Profile. David Woodbridge's avatar image.
Okay, and I'm already interacting with the screen I need. So via right option right.
Edit profile button.
So Twitter, edit profile.
Edit profile button. David Woodbridge.
David Woodbridge.
At Woodbridge. Twitter.
At Woodbridge.
The age. At Woodbridge.
That's my Twitter handle.
Assistive technology consult image. Australia image. DAVIDWRODBR627 following. Bullet. 1, 2, 3. Tweets selected. Media. Likes. Segmented buttons. Group.
But if I just keep going to the right.
Table. David Woodbridge at Woodbridge. 1 minute ago. At Soli at Skline.
Okay,
you're welcome.
That's my,
just finishing off a podcast.
That's currently my tweets listed in the table because that's what's currently selected in the group. So if I do VR left or control option left to go back.
Tweets selected. Media.
And interact.
Interact with tweets selected.
And of course that was shift VR down or shift control option narrow. Tweets over to the right again.
Media.
Media.
Button, likes button.
And likes button. So select that. VR spacebar.
21 rows added.
And I'm already in the table. I'm going to go to the top of the list with command up arrow.
Scroll to top. National
come down.
National Rail Press at Rail Press, 2 hours ago. 2015, S most intriguing innovations for hashtag 11eperkins.org/stories/.
And down again.
HuffPost Tech at HuffPost Tech, 2 hours ago. Tech innovations. David Woodbridge at Woodbridge, 5 hours ago. At Twitter Mac client is now accessible for voiceover users hashtag 11y.
Okay, and etc. And finally, let me just send a tweet. I'm just going to keep things nice and tidy and do command 1 to go back to my home timeline.
Twitter
and,
busy.
And I should say, and there's
home,
a Twitter
table.
Busy again. And I should say, of course, command up arrow that I've been using goes to the top of the current list. Command down arrow goes to the bottom of the list. Okay, so let me do command N for new tweet.
New tweet, tweet, window, edit text.
And I'm just going to do
at
just
space,
completed.
Space, completed. XD
demo.
Space, demo. XD space.
Now,
add space X E S A E space accessible T dot T R space
at
com space at G
space
at Y
today. And of course, I can VR right or control writer to the host button and press command enter. If I go to the top of the timeline,
scroll to top. Technology geek at technology geek home. David Woodbridge at Woodbridge, 2 seconds ago. David Woodbridge at Woodbridge, 1.3 seconds ago. Just completed a demo of the now accessible Twitter client, posting later today.
Okay, let me just mute VoiceOver.
VoiceOver muted.
Now, just because when people message me, I'm not going to demonstrate the messages part of Twitter. Just be assured that it's definitely also accessible. And for this demo, I'm not going to go into lists and search items for now. But as you can tell, it is indeed very, very accessible. And I think the developer's done a good job in making this new version of the Twitter client for Mac OS X accessible. So let me just quit the Twitter application, command Q.
Safari, Apple's five biggest fumbles of 2021.
And of course I came back to Safari because that's what I had open to open that blog link. So I'm gonna close that again, command Q.
Device Finder, Applications, Window, List View, Table, Twitter.app application.
And that completes this quick demo of the new updated accessible Twitter client for OS X. Hope you've enjoyed the demo. As I said, I haven't gone through all features, but just enough to give you a bit of a taste of the way that you can now use this Twitter client. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.